This is a Band-Aid that I guess has not been either fully peeled off up here in Toronto, or a wound that has fully not scabbed over yet. We certainly grew to appreciate Kawhi Leonard, and obviously the mark that he has left on our city as the Raptors will go into the season the defending NBA champions. What I take away a number of things from your latest piece in the Los Angeles Times. One of the takeaways is, I guess, something that if I think about it enough, isn't necessarily surprising. And that is that even on the day the deal was formally consummated, there were doubts in Doc Rivers' mind, doubts in the Clippers' minds, that it was going to happen. This truly was a back-and-forth seesaw situation, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, because it really hinged on their ability to get Paul George. So when the Doc talks about the deal being dead, he's referring to the Paul George trade, because the Kawhi signing does not happen without the Paul George trade. I think Kawhi did want to go to the Clippers. He wanted to play for Doc, but he realized that they needed one more piece to be a championship team. I think that Clippers team last season was a good team, clearly a playoff team, but they probably weren't a championship team without one more piece. And so the Clippers' ability to sign Kawhi hinged on Paul George, and if he didn't, their feeling was he was not going to come to them.
Do you think, because Doc Rivers jokes in your piece about the fact that we had a list of options for Kawhi, somebody we could pair him up with, and when he saw Paul George, or when we read Paul George's name to him, it's George on whom he became fixated. And Doc said, we shouldn't have had a list. We should have just spoke in generalities. Do you think it always would have been about Paul George, or do you think Kawhi would have been less fixated if there were not specific options presented?
Yeah, I mean, I think the mistake that he felt was that we included Paul George, not knowing if we could actually get Paul George. And when you look at what they had to trade to get him, I think he kind of regrets in hindsight putting him there, you know, because I don't think Kawhi would have known Paul George was even a possibility unless presented by the Clippers. And so the Clippers had a short list of players that they thought that they could potentially get with all the picks that they had, that they could make a run for. But they were really hoping that Kawhi was not going to base his decision off of them perhaps bringing in a player like Paul George. Because, again, when you look at the haul that they gave up to get Paul George, it was a ton.
If it wasn't the Clippers, who else would have been? And what chance do you think the Raptors actually had of bringing Kawhi back?
You know, my feeling, and just with what Doc said and what I've talked to with some other people, I think he wanted to come back home. And I don't know if that makes anyone in Toronto or Canada feel better about it, but I think when he was with the Spurs, his hope was to come back home. And I think when that amazing season was done, I think he appreciated his time in Toronto, but he's from here, he's from Los Angeles, and I think he wanted to come back home. Now, ideally, I don't think he wanted to be the third superstar to join with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. That being said, I do think he had his heart set on returning home.
With Arash Markazi of the Los Angeles Times at Sportsnet today, MacArthur Zigomanis, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Look, like Arash, we don't need to delve into this. We know the Lakers are in the Manchester United, New York Yankees realm, right? They're a global brand, easily recognizable logo. They will always be the first NBA team in Los Angeles in terms of how they are viewed in fans' minds. What is the Clippers' reputation in this city after the summer that they have had? And how would you describe who their fan base comprises of? Are these people who hate the Lakers, so they cheer for the other guys? Or is there an actual devout Clippers fandom in the city?
You know, it's growing, but prior to their playoff run currently, you know, for 30 years, they were not only the worst team in the NBA, but maybe the worst team in professional sports. So when you are dealing with a track record like that, especially in a city where the Lakers have won 16 championships that have been the gold standard, it's hard. So their fan base is usually against the grain. They don't like the popular team. A lot of them are transplants who are Knicks fans, but I'm not going to root for the Lakers. I'll root for the Clippers. Or, you know, it does. They do not yet. Now, they have some fans, but they do not yet have this big, hardcore contingent. They would never have a Jurassic Park type of situation because they don't have that type of fan base yet. They're hoping that with the nucleus that they've built now with Kawhi and Paul George, two players who grew up here locally, maybe that will turn the tide. They realize they're never going to be the Lakers. As you mentioned, that's the Yankees, that's the Cowboys, that's the pinnacle. But if they can make a dent, that's their hope, that this is a big enough city for two teams. And that's why Doc joke, like, if we lose Kawhi and he goes to the Lakers, we might as well move because we are doomed here.
With Arash Markazi, a columnist, sports columnist for the Los Angeles Times. It's Sportsnet Today, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So we would hear often last year, Arash, about the fact that Lawrence Frank was kicking around Scotiabank Arena, was stalking Raptors games. One of the other things I got out of your piece was owner Steve Ballmer's involvement here. Now, we knew he was here when the Clip visited the Raps, the one time they came to town, Scotiabank Arena, last season. Was he at more Raptors games than we knew of?
I think he was at multiple. I think there was one game that he was at that was not a Clippers-Toronto game. I don't know what game that was. But as you mentioned, it became maybe perhaps not a joke, but, you know, why is a Clipper scout there? I think even in the playoffs, when clearly the Clippers were not going to advance past the first round, they had Clipper scouts there or Clippers employees there. And again, just to be in the crowd, just to be in the stands, I think even the finals, they had Clippers player went to a couple games. So, you know, they just wanted to be present. I don't know how much of an impact that had, but yeah, I mean, from the conversation with Doc, it seemed like it was enough where the league basically said, hey, we know you're not talking to Kawhi. We know there's no conversation, but can you please not send people to these games?
Yeah. Well, it's funny how overt they were being, because Arash, I've just always lived in the world, like I think a lot of us do, that we assume back channeling through agents, all of these top flight players either know each other. In a lot of cases, they're friends. I just assume a lot of talking goes on that wouldn't actually technically be considered tampering, because there's at least two and sometimes three or four degrees of separation. So the fact that they were so overt really stands out.
Yeah, and listen, I'm sure those conversations were had, just because they normally happen. The league is so small that players know each other and people talk. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I was surprised by that. Certainly Steve, you know, going to a game, Frank and the other players, I mean, that was surprising. And I don't know whether it was something that they thought would be effective, and who knows how much of an impact it had on Kawhi. But yeah, that was definitely surprising.
With Arash Markazi, before I let you go, Dodgers World Series, do they get there for a third straight year, and do they actually win it this time if they do?
I think they do get back to the World Series. The bullpen, though, it has been a problem these past 2 years, and I think it will continue to be a problem. So as hard as it is for me to say it, I do think that they get to the World Series. But I currently don't see them, you know, I'm having the bullpen to beat either the Yankees or Houston. So it would hurt to say that they're not going to win, because that would be terrible. But I just don't see it with this team.